the ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Happy National Dog Day, everybody. Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene. It is another week for an awesome episode of how to become next on scene to know about. So today I really want to talk about the importance of perseverance and why, when you want to throw in the towel and you want to give up, why you shouldn't. So I, for a long time on this podcast, talked about one day I'm going to pass the real estate exam. I'm going to tell you about it. So on Friday, I passed the real estate exam. Took me 4 years and five times, but I officially passed on Friday. So I don't have to study tonight, which is amazing. I'm just so excited to share that. I know I'm later to upload today. I've just had a lot going on. But I was also in New York for the weekend. I was with family. So I just, you know, I wanted to record today so I can get this up for you on Monday. If not, you hear it Tuesday. So I want to talk about the importance of perseverance and why it is so important when you're ready to throw in the towel and you want to give up and you literally feel like you've done everything you can. Why not to stop? So like I said, 4 years ago, moved to Massachusetts after Top Chef was over and my job was, you know, done. And I started at a startup radio station in Woburn and I decided I was going to look around at new ways to make money because I wasn't getting called back to any corporate jobs I was applying for, which is fine. I think everything happens for a reason. It was a good lesson to me. And I think deep down, I just, you know, didn't want it. Or it just wasn't fit realistically, which is totally fine. I think I ended up pretty good. So I decided to take on real estate. My father's in real estate development. My husband's a real estate lawyer. So is my father-in-law. I was, and one of my cousins owns a Sotheby's, or I think now it's Prudential in Brookline too. So they were like, Jackie, just get your real estate license. You know, you'll be well taken care of. And, you know, it's just, it's a great opportunity to create any of your dreams with, you know, dedicating some time. So I decided, okay, I'll give this a shot, all good stuff. So I decided to give it a shot. I go to this school in Brookline called Lee Institute, take the 40 hours of classes, go to take the exam the night before and find out that I didn't have all the right paperwork that I needed for the first test. So who knows at that point in time if I was prepared, but I didn't take the test the first time I paid for it. So the first time I never went. Then I was like, okay, then we prepared the second time, went to go take the test, wasn't prepared for the test, failed the test the second time. And then what I didn't remember because I had taken the classes so long ago was when you take the 40 hours of credits to take the exam, they actually expire within 2 years of taking the classes. So one day we, you know, as my business was growing and kind of put all the stuff on the back burner, I was like, oh, 2 years won't fly by so fast. And I'll just, you know, work and focus on my marketing side of my business for small businesses. And lo and behold, literally the day before my test expired, two days before the test credits expired, I found my paperwork and I was like, holy shit, it expires tomorrow. My 2 years of all this money and time I put into it expires tomorrow. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to review a little bit of content, see what I remember, pay for this exam, go in, what do you know, bombed it. So didn't fail it. That was my third time. Then I was like, you know what? I just feel like this is so draining on my energy. My business has really taken off. I started the magazine at this point and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to put this on the back burner and just, you know, do my thing for a little while. So I solely focused on my own business for a little while. And then, you know, last year comes around and, you know, it was right after I got married. And I was like, you know what? I am just so not the person to put all my money and time into something and then not finish, not complete it, and feel like, oh my God, this is like on my back. Like, you need to complete this. You know, when you have like the devil and the angel on each side of it, you're like, you need to do this. You know, like those movies, that's literally what I felt like. It's time to complete it. Literally speaking my voices right now. Anyway, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go back. I'm going to retake the course, the 40 hours. So I did. And I retook the classes. And then I had 2 years to retake the exam to pass. So the classes were done in August of 2018. And I was like, okay, this is my opportunity. I'm going to seize the day, right? Seize the day and conquer. So I took all the classes, went in and bombed it for the third time. So discouraged. I was like, oh my God, I've spent more money by paying for more classes and doing all of these things. I was like, when does this end? Can this just complete for me, please? Oh my God. I was like in such depression. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try again. I just got to keep trying. So I go in for the fourth time, ladies and gentlemen, fourth time, and I passed the state exam. So when you go in and take the real estate test, for any of you who are realtors that are listening, you know the whole procedure. But when you go in and take it, there are two parts of the exam. There's the Massachusetts side and then there's the national side. So if you pass one half of it, you only have to continue to retake the part that you didn't pass. So I was like, oh my God, I officially passed part of the exam. I cannot give up now, right? So I was like, oh shit, I'm so discouraged, so discouraged. So I go back. So I passed half of it, go back. Then for the fourth time, are we on the fifth time yet? For the fifth time, I think the fifth time was on Friday. Fifth time on Friday, August 23rd, go into the exam. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this test define me. I think, honestly, I failed one more time. Let's be honest. I think I failed one more time before I finally passed on Friday. But anyway, so the whole premises of the story is before I finally go in to pass the exam, I did a session with Layla Laura. She is amazing. Took some CBD because I love CBD. I don't know if any of you are into it. Been game changing. I feel like I've reduced my test anxiety, did some clearings on my karmas. If you haven't checked out Layla, she's just amazing. And I was like, you know what? This test is not going to define me. I'm not going to let this test overpower me. Because I have to tell you, the last time I took the exam when I failed, I had a mental breakdown. I was in depression for a couple of days. I was like, I have spent so much money on tutoring at that point. Because even after the multiple times that I failed, I was like, okay, I'll invest in tutoring and I'll retry. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm letting this test define me. It owns me. Nothing owns you. Nothing has control over you. You have control over your own thoughts, your own environment. Like, you are in control of that. And that's what I didn't really understand outside of studying a shitload before the final test that I passed. So Friday, I go into the exam and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to let the test define me, even though there's no water here to drink. And not everybody that was working on a usual regular basis was always nice. But that Friday, everybody was so nice. So I was like, oh my God, new beginnings. So I come out of the test. I'm like, you know what? No matter what happens, I did all that I could. And I sit down in the seat with the woman. She looks at me so serious. I literally thought she was going to say that I failed. And she was like, you passed. And I was like, really? I like screamed. And then all the people that were there were excited. And we were like, oh my God, so exciting. I didn't tell them that I, you know, took me five times to pass the exam over 4 years. But that's irrelevant, right? So it was just really awesome. And I just want to tell you that if you are out there feeling like, oh my God, I want to throw in the towel. I want to give up on my job. I want to give up on my business. I want to just give up on whatever I'm doing. Do not do that. It could take a couple years, but you know what? It all will show itself. It will all show itself. It will prevail. You will come out of this place that you're in and you will succeed. So now that I have this license on top of my whole business, I think I'm going to start practicing with my husband part-time, just because he has, you know, leads that he gets. And I feel like anybody in my network, if you are ever interested, now I'm a real estate agent. But I love million-dollar listing. I've always loved houses and showings and things like that. So I think that that's always so interesting. And I'm all about collaborating. Like, I freaking love Stacey Ann. She's amazing. She is so good. I also, you know, do some work with an amazing girl named Allie Dudley. She's amazing. So they're just, I'm all about collaborating. Like, there is no competition here. There is plenty to go around for everybody. And that's the thing. I just had an awesome hangout with Meredith, who owns Boston Boosters, which is basically like an agency that connects brands with influencers and publishers. And she does coaching and consulting and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, you know what? There's just so much to go around for all of us. And the right people are going to hire who they vibe with. That's why so many coaches and so many things exist. And you can't throw in the towel because you're like, oh my God, this person is getting all of this business. And this person is launching a magazine. And this person is doing this. Who cares? Like, we can all succeed together. There's plenty to go around. And that's one thing that I feel like I'm really trying to do in the world of media, because I feel like growing up, first of all, it's so hard to get connected into media. It's so hard to get into media to get placed. And I just wanted to start to put an end to it. I'm all about collaborating. I feel like there is, like I said, enough to go around. I'm not going to throw in the towel, and I'm going to change the way that media people connect and help each other, because you know what? I could be on your TV show. You could be on my podcast. I could be in your magazine. You could be in my magazine. Like, there is plenty to go around, and the more places you're in, because each place has their own audience, the better. So I just really wanted to come on and talk about that today, because it was really strongly urging me to share that with you all. And I feel like there have been plenty of times where I want to throw in the towel. And I just feel like each time I don't give up, even though it takes a long time, it's so worth it in the end. So worth it. So just wanted to come on and share that with you all today. You guys are amazing. And I'm so grateful for this platform and to share my stories with you and my guests. I know our Hinge guest was supposed to be, not Hinge, guest. It was a platform like Hinge for retailers and brands. But, you know, we'll have Jay on another time. He had a commitment that came up, so he wasn't able to come on this week. But totally fine. Things happen. Got to be flexible in this life. Got to be flexible. Got to be open to collaborating. And when you're more open to receiving, the stronger, you know, your career and you get. The higher that you can build. Never end on bad terms, you know? Like, I'm just a true believer of never ending on bad terms. And I feel like you always want to be professional and you always want to handle things in the best way possible. And I think the best way to do that is to just take care of you first, but also be open to knowing that, like, there is plenty to go around for everybody. You don't want to throw in the towel because you never know what's on the other side when you try. And life is good. Life is great. Like, each day is a new journey. So I just feel like it was really important to come on and share that today. So I'm sending you guys so much love and positive vibes. You know, our show next week will have an awesome guest who is Elizabeth Yang. She is amazing. And I can't wait to share more about her fabulous story. So, and then, you know, come September, we have a lot of cool people that are coming on for our upcoming event, which, by the way, if anybody's listening today or tomorrow, we do have 3 full tables left if anybody wants to showcase. So I did just want to share that with you all. We are looking for candles, a meal prep company, and a gym. I would say those are the 3 main things. And if I find an airbrush person that wants to come in, I would absolutely love to have you, because I think you do super well. Those are definitely the things we're looking for at this point. But other than that, I hope to see you at the event. If you are a listener, definitely use code NEXTONSCENEVIP for a discount for your ticket to the show. And it's definitely going to be one not to forget. We already have a ton of awesome people going, tons of awesome people showcasing, and it just wouldn't continue without you. So have a great Monday. Have a great week. I hope I shared some inspiration. It spoke to you, and just know that you got this. Have a great week, guys.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
The all-new Family Birthplace at Carroll Hospital was designed by moms for moms like you. Enjoy the region's most spacious suites, 24/7 specialists, and advanced care for babies as early as 32 weeks. See the difference now at bornatcarroll.org.
Ready to make the most of your day? Make your way to Market Street Linfield, named Best Shopping Destination North of the City by Boston Magazine. Enjoy 80 shops and restaurants, including 20 locally owned favorites, plus a calendar packed with family events and pet-friendly fun. Find top brands like Amazon Books, Apple, Lululemon, Nike Running, Hannah Anderson, Paper Source, Tommy Bahama, and Vineyard Vines. Hungry? Grab a bite at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse, Yard House, or Sweet Green. There's always something more to explore. Tap now for info.